So the Kesavah Kabbalah has an interesting approach to what happened in Gerar between Avimelech, Sarah, and Abraham. So he mentions a few Rambams just that I put on here on source 1 and 2 just by way of introduction, and I highlighted the parts that we'll look at quickly before we go into the Kesavah Kabbalah. I printed these at home and not at OSL like I normally did, so it's not color, but the original document is color. Anyway, so in source 1, there's Hilchos Ishus, the opening halacha. He says, Koda Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk. A man and woman would meet each other in the market, just out in life. Imratza Hu Vahi Lisa Osa, Machnisa Leveso, Obaula, Bena Leben Atzmo, Vatiye Lalisha. That's how marriage originally worked. They would meet each other in the shuk, and if they both wanted to, they were interested in one another, he would machnisa levesa, which presumably means not literally take her home, but that they would begin the relationship. She would move in, and they would have actual relations, physical relations, and then that was all that was necessary for marriage. There was no ksuba, but there's nothing that we have in halacha, or it's even different from what we see nowadays in civil law. But it's an interesting contrast, though, because how in general American society, the idea of moving in with your boyfriend or girlfriend is considered a step in the relationship, but it's not marriage, even though from what we just saw, it seems you're actually married. So it's interesting that from a halachic perspective, we would say, well, that's not the right approach to take, to move in. But maybe for non-Jews, that's totally fine. Their perspective on it is wrong. They should view that as natural marriage at that point.
I wonder if they were less committed because there weren't witnesses,
You're saying back before Matan Torah?
Meaning they were considered married, right, but now, like, what did it take to end that situation?
Oh, so that's the next thing. Source 2. In the second paragraph, Halacha Ches, in Zion, he just describes how Jews and non-Jews have different levels of liability when it comes to arayos. In Halacha Ches, there in the highlighted part at the end, Emesaiti Eishes Chavero Kagurusha Shalanu. When does divorce come into effect for a non-Jew? Mishiyotziana Mabeso V'yishlechena La'atzma. She just has to move out. They separate in a physical sense. Oh, mishatetze he mitachas v'shuso v'telecha. Or either he breaks up with her or she breaks up with him. It's the same with the marriage. They it seems like it's an equal say. It can come from either side. She'en lehem gerushin biksa. They have no written document like we have. And it's not all dependent on him. There you go. There's the answer. They just have to break up and get their own apartments, and that's it.
Not like us.
Oh, well, I think he's contrasting it to a get, where it's also not dependent purely on the man by a get, but the mitzvah is on him to write the get. And that's why we have the idea of a naguna at that point, where if he's refusing to give the get, then you can run into that problem. It sounds like for Bnei Noach, it sounds, at least according to the Rambam, we could read into his words here that if she just gets up and moves out, that's it. That's all it takes. Which is interesting. So, and then nowadays, how does the whole concept of civil marriage impact this? Does that say that moving in together is no longer considered marriage, or does this still stand and then is also civil marriage? That I don't know.
But. Right, but then we view it differently if, like, a non-Jew gets civil marriage or just doesn't get married.
Right. So that's a whole separate topic for exploration. But point being, it really is just, it's very simple for B'nai Noach. So with that background, let's go to source three with the Safa Gabbala, where, well, he's going to spell out the question explicitly, so we don't even need to say it. Hashem Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navehi. The pasuk says, Hashem is telling Avimelech, return the married woman, because he, Avram, is a Navi. The Rabbeinu in the Gemara Makos discusses, it starts on Tes Amid Aleph and on to Amid Beis, discusses this story, and they explain it as follows. Dibor Zehu Listor Ta'anas Avimelech Shehitzdik Nafsho L'Sibas Amram Achosi. Avimelech, this pasuk here, Hashem Eishes Ha'ish, is coming to refute Avimelech's argument where he was trying to justify his actions by saying, they told me Achosi. I thought they were just sisters. They were blood relations, not that they're married. Ki Lefi Amavuar, according to what's clear above with Avram, Sarah, and Paro, Damir Sachosihi Agirushina Gomorim Lidina de B'nai Noach. At that, there in the story, it seems clear that he's assuming from just Pshuto Shemikra that that was an actual divorce. Vinasi's Pinoya, and she's made into a single woman with Teres Lekol Adam, and she could go marry anybody. Avram.
When Avram says Avram, that's essentially saying, okay, she's not to anybody.
Right, that's how he's being the story. He doesn't seem to say clearly what exactly Paro did wrong at that point, but...
And that's based on the fact that they didn't need any, like,
why. Right, so he hasn't actually referenced what we saw in the Rambam.
Right.
He's just seeing that within the Pesukim, but he's going to in just
like
a second.
Statement, like, she's not my wife.
Yeah.
That means that.
Right, even though he didn't say
she's not my wife.
He never
said she's not my wife, he just said she's my sister, which I guess says... Oh,
right, which we read back into the story, well, I didn't actually lie, because she is kind of my sister, but she's also my wife, and all that, you know. Right, but yeah, that declaration was all it took. Right, but in Kentanas Avimelech Tana Gadolahi, so if that's the case, that all it takes is saying she's my sister... i.e. that we're not married, because even though, yeah, you could say he's kind of bending the truth a little bit, maybe, at the end of the day, we're understanding his intent as being, no, she's my sister, i.e. not my wife. So what did Avimelech do wrong? He was told that there's brother-sister, so she was mutter, muteris to him. Lama nigzar alav onesh misa. He didn't do anything wrong, why is he being punished? So now that's his question, based on what we've seen, and now he's going to provide an answer and re-understand our pasuk in a different way than we've seen previously in other pieces, where it's more grammatical in other pieces. Here it's based on halacha. No, it's Avram. It's Avram. Yeah. No, that would have been very creative, but I guess no less creative than some of the other stuff we've seen him do, but yeah. Hine listor tanazo bahamein. No, to refute Avimelech's argument is what this pasuk is doing. I'll be in a slightly different way. Hashev eishes ha'ish ki navehu. Lomar, meaning to say, tanas cha tana todekes im eishes hedyot. Your argument would be true if we were talking about John Doe and Jane Doe, just regular run-of-the-mill people. Aval Yosa Eishes Navi, ever since she is Avram's wife, she's Sarah, he's Avram, Ein Lecha Adana Maspeket Lipater Ma'onesh. Your argument is not sufficient. You're still going to be punished.
For an average person, it would be okay to
She says he says she's my sister.
It will become clear in a second what the distinction between an average person and Avram and sorry, it's the perfect question for where he's going.
Okay.
We'll get there. Ki afdil din b'nei Noach hutar kesher ishus b'amir ba'alma. Even though for b'nei Noach, for non-Jews in general, all it takes is that general statement And then the marriage is over. All they have to do is just make it clear that they no longer want the relationship to continue, and the marriage dissolves. That's it. Mikol makom mitzad Avram liyoson navi adavuk beisalchus darchei Hashem uvemalos nafshios lekayim mitzvos haTorah. However, for Avram, since he was a navi who's following the ways of Hashem and was on a higher level, because now he's following mitzvahs, he's following Hashem. And then in the parentheses here, he quotes the idea from Chazal that Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, which he's understanding literally here to mean to say that they were halakhically married and in turn need a gittin to be divorced. So now there are two levels. There's B'nai Noach and B'nai Yisrael, or the mitzvahs of the Torah. And Avram divorced Sarah on the level of B'nai Noach, but not on the level of the Torah. So they were still married on the Torah level, but... And we'll see why that matters. He's going to say that explicitly also. It's not going to happen. Lohaisa Chashuva Megureshes Gemora. So she wasn't completely divorced. She's in this weird limbo zone. Kevin Shalok Savla Sefer Krisus. He didn't write her an actual get. V'amis Shafo Es Hagar L'mamar Sara Nemar V'yishlacha. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, the Targum that's Yuchas to the Yonasan, Patra Begita. The Targum Yonasan says that Avram sent Hagar with an actual get, meaning to say he's also viewing Avram and the whole family as following strict Torah law. Yeah, I think it's. It sounds.
Yeah, who just said
I'm American.
I'd have to look. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
I wasn't
interested. Which year was this?
I can't remember. But I remember hearing that.
That he married
a.
Well, so he says, oh, well, this is sending her out. I'm not exactly an expert on Ligesh, but it's... All right, where is this? Hagar Yishmael, okay. Test Zion. Yeah, she does it. Yeah. Itita also lavram Isha, lo Lisha.
I
mean, we're still, regardless, we're still reading that into the puzzle.
We're still reading it in, but still, we're pre-marking tomorrow, so you have to be pulled by this whole conversation.
Yeah, no, that for sure. But he's taking that as a given in order to explain what in the world the pasuk means, because according to his logic, halachically, they weren't married at this point, so why is Avi Melech being punished? So he's saying, well, if they were John and Jane Doe, then yeah, that's true. He should not have been punished, but they weren't. Avram and Sarah were special. They were holding themselves to a higher level. And now we have to figure out why does that lead to punishment for Avimelech. Fine, they held themselves to a higher level. Maybe. So, Amnon Basara, Shelo Rata Avram Lagarsha Girushin Shalpi Din Torah. Avram didn't want to completely divorce her. Gom la hayalo efshar la lefatra b'kol pam beget liosa nosei amamakom lamakom be'eretz lo lo. And he didn't want to, and it just wasn't practical to give her a get every time they travel, because apparently this is happening every town they go to, that they're running into this issue.
How could he, like, do this to her continuously, though? Like, she's subjected to, like, I don't know, a lot of stuff every time they travel somewhere.
That's a good question. We don't travel, but I don't know if that works out every time.
But, like, if you're knowingly going into a situation.
Right. But is that right? So in some cases,
both of these cases where it actually happens, it was wrong. Like, it wasn't like he was
right. They're not just they're not going on vacation.
It wasn't like he was just traveling because he was traveling.
It's true. At the same time,
I don't know.
It's hard too because it's possible that it's just the society you go and the local clan, the tribal leaders.
He would get her back necessarily. Like, who says that he would get her back? So he's just kind of like, do me a favor, go.
Right. Yeah. That's great. No, it's true. Even with Xavier Gabala's, it's a moral qualm, I guess. Yeah. No, for sure. And we'll see. There's another issue in here too. Let's get through the piece first before we totally, you know, destroy it. But not destroy it, but throw a wrench in it. Virakla talis nafshlo roa anche amakum haisa shadochakto v'achricha latir kesha issues l'kala palchus l'dina de b'nei Noach. He is trying to, I mean, he's saving himself, but also presumably her. They're not going to. Either way, it doesn't sound like she's going to be murdered. Whether or not, you know, it sounds like she might be raped if he doesn't divorce her or give her up, and that he just might be murdered to get her, because of the iniquity of that society. Therefore,
as I was going to say later, like when Avram makes like a party that like it was like a mishtan gadol because they all like it's a different generation. I mean, that was like one of those people. Then why would he have like a corrupt nation?
Why would he have a corrupt nation?
Like I'm saying, usually the leader.
Right.
Avram said
it doesn't sound like the society is as bad as with Para, because there everyone else is punished as well. So it's true. It does sound like maybe the society is not quite on the level of Avi Melech, but they're still not to the level of Yiras Shemayim. Fine, so he goes, at the very least, let's go for a Dina de B'nai Noach, and then maybe we won't run into any issues halachically with everyone around us, because they are on the level of Jane and John Doe. Right, V'av she'en gerushin gemorin l'din Torah, l'fi zeh hay sesara migureshes, ve'ena migureshes. She is and she isn't divorced. Migureshes medin b'nai Noach, ve'ena migureshes medin Torah. Fine. Fine. She was totally mutter. However, Avi Melech himself is not John Doe. Since he already asked, are you guys married? You know, welcome to town. Who's this lady you brought with you? Misibaso haisa hasha duchekes la Avram lahatir kesher issues al kapanim ledin lefidin bnei Noach. Hadin no sein lachshovas alavi melech keinu migureshes. Since he was the whole catalyst for Avram to say, let's get divorced on the level of bnei Noach, we're punishing him on a higher level. Yeah, because it's all his fault basically. We're not letting him get away with it. I wouldn't say sensitive. He was kind of it almost when I read it, it kind of reminded me of the, you know, if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it type of thing. Like if you're asking, then you know, right?
In some cases, they might not be married.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because later when Yitzchak goes and he says Ahoti, Avimelech doesn't remember and takes Rivka. Just kind of like he learned his lesson from Avram. kind of, one day he sees them, you know, acting like husband and wife, and he calls him and he's like, you lied to me.
Right.
Like, he learns his lesson, like, from
Aubrey. Right. So there you go. Then he learned. And then that fits in nicely. I didn't look at all what the Kabbalah says there, but it'd be interesting if he references that. References our piece there. Fine. Hadin Nosein. Very strict justice says we should hold Avi Malach to a higher level. He'll explain a little bit more why that should be the case. He's a Navi. She really is. Yeah, well, except then he's just bemazed at that point.
Right, it doesn't help.
It makes it even worse. But V'neima shelo anya le masav lavi melech kidei shelo yichote niskar v'lo lisane me'isura. Therefore, he's saying that this concept of Shiloye Chote Niskar, we don't want somebody who's sinning to get reward from their sin, to benefit from it. In case he basically forced them to get divorced, and now there would have been nothing wrong with it at that point if we don't hold him to a higher level. And then in turn he would get punished.
But he'll get a benefit.
If we didn't hold him to Din Torah, then he just got a wife and got away with it.
Oh, then he has to keep.
But if we hold him to Din Torah, then he's getting punished. There's a stronger logic in just a second. I put in smaller font here. He just goes and explains some of the differences between Jews and non-Jews in terms of punishments for arayos. But skipping to the last four words here, Hachanami Kevin Demitzad Avram Inena Megureshes Medin Torah. Since in terms of a relationship with Avram, they're not divorced. Roy who to la Avi Melech lios misave legurishin to b'nei Noach lios nidon k'din Torah lachshivo be'inav ke'eshesish. Therefore, it's fitting to hold Avi Melech to that same level, since he was the cause for the gerushin, the civil divorce, if you will, to hold him on the Torah level. And now he gives an additional reason. And then skipping to the next highlight. Basically, Avimelech knew who Avram was. He knew who Chanoch was. He had heard of the base midrash of Shem Be'Aver, even though, again, that's same thing from last week. That's not Pesukim. Even though he is fundamentally a Hedyot, he's John Doe. He knew about these people out in the world, and he should have learned. Hayalo li lamod, hello lama.
The other question is, once we're making the distinction between a Hedyot and being a Melech, generally has a higher status than your average Hedyot. Meaning, if one of Avimelech's random subjects would have chosen to, you know, like, maybe one of his, you know, like, his guards or something would have chosen to, you know, notice her and, you know, like, do this action, maybe he wouldn't have been held as accountable as Avimelech with a higher, you know, standard.
Right. Right. That also, but even within that, we could still say maybe since Avimelech is on a higher level, he should have warned his populace, his constituency. And himself, that just makes it even worse that he goes and says, it doesn't assume that they're married or doesn't.
But that's what I'm saying.
Leave it up to Avram.
That's my point. When we're trying to make a distinction between just like, you know, like Avram is not a head, he's, you know, he's held that Torah. You know what I'm saying? Like Avimelech also should be held more highly accountable because he's the king.
Right, okay. So that's a little different from what the Ksav of Kabbalah
is saying. Making the distinction in the other direction, I'm saying that maybe you should make a distinction in that direction.
Yeah. I hear that, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I have to go because I get yelled at if I'm
wrong. Oh, yeah.
Test.
Oh, no, you're right. I keep thinking it's 9:10, but it's 9.
Like 5 minutes earlier. I don't know. Like, start 5 minutes earlier.